Wi-Fi, but blazing. Not capping the season. The coup came imported. The season's all white, coming snorted. Green Lamborghini, your tortoise. Lambo. No human being, I'm immortal. No. Protect an AP for the water. 100K, I spend on my senora. Rats. My pinky on margarine butter. What? And my ink got McDonald's niggas. Hey. Soon as I land on the lyre, who gets they wet? Tears. Yes. 488 hit the gears. Suicide, don't Britney Spears. Hey. I'm bougie, so don't get near. Boots. Chris Angel make it disappear. Voila. Hit the gas, it got flames out the rear. It's a rush to the bag at the mills.
Ride the like a BMX. No, wanna be my ex. No. I love when he go on tour, cause he comes small. When I see him left, I get upset. Or I turn offset on. I told him the other day, man, we can sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back. I wanna hear, I'm acting different. Same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be saying what they say.
Yo, it is about that time, Portland. Thank you for tapping in. The time is the time is officially 7:01 p.m. here in Portland, and we're back with another episode of Combined Culture Radio. This is your boy Cameron backing in, tapping in. I'm specially honored to be in here tonight. The lovely Natalia. Yes, Portland. I said it right this week. Here we go.
Got the name.
Yeah, baby. If I don't do nothing else, I did that. Gerald is back in the building. Nice to have you.
Well, go on.
And the lovely, lovely, special, bad, good, whatever, great, amazing, Wood, you want to call her. Sophie Wood, you're in the building. Tell the people hello.
Hey, it's me.
She came all the way from Calabasas to rock out with us tonight. So it's gonna be a good episode tonight, Portland. So yeah, we're getting back into this mix, and we'll talk to you in a second. Let's get at it.
I am the champ. I'm Iron Mike and about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front. You don't want smoke with me, this is a lace. Raps Jackie Chan, we ain't pulling them fake stunts. My crown won't fit on your bum at lace front. You was catching a fade, shout out my nigga Lil Bush. All of your friends will be dead, you could get hit with that Uzi. I call him Ricky, he say he love me like Lucy. Get you a straw, you know this pussy is juicy.
You get the bag and fumble it, I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight out the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it. Lil' mama a thot, and she got, and she gon' f*** a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy, got too far, they DM me. Drop the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat. Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast, they say the dope on fleek.
Pill on me, ice on my neck, baby, chill with me. That bust in the back, don't say nothing, the a kill for me. Back as I can in my sleep, I'm flee. 100K spittin' on that patty for leave. Throw my dog in my tree. Hop out the frog and leave. I put them bricks in the fender. My bitch walk around like she Chris Jenner. I used to break in the ammo. Then take up running like the game of Temple. It's simple, I play with a mantle. Mama said she saw me on Jimmy Kimmel. Canada, cause I'm a money symbol. Walking with the rats, I'm looking crippled. Go nap, then I temple. A nickel for me to take pictures. Not for my label, I clip em. Double my cup or triple. Boss on my body, no biblical. I'm not your average or typical. Look at my wrist and it's critical. Hold it up, drop it in the temperature.
For this life I cannot change. In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. For this life I cannot change. In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. Drop the top, play hide and seek. Jump inside. Jump straight to the lead. Take a sip, feel just how I be. On freeway, but no, ain't nothing free. Been lost, been lanes. Been busting bills, but still ain't nothing changed. You in the mob, soon as you got the chain. She caught the waves, yeah. Just coming through my brain.
Through the brain, yeah. All right, we're back here in Portland on Combined Culture Radio. So how was everybody's week? Because, you know, I can personally say that I'm just glad to be here. So if you want to tell them a little bit about what happened today at about, what time was it? 3 p.m.? Something like that?
Yep. So we were all ready to go. I left class early. I hate being late. I hate being rushed. I'm ready to go. About to meet up with Gerald and drive him up here. And my good old friend Cam over here.
Yeah, it sounded something like this. Hey, Soph. So, I was getting ready to get on the freeway, and my engine started rumbling, and now I am in a Sherry's parking lot, Sherry's parking lot in Springfield, Oregon. Do you think maybe you could come and get me and help me get another car? And here we are, Somehow. 3.5 liters, magic, boom, you know. I can't thank Soph enough, you know. She's the definition of a real friend. She knows that I appreciate her. But Soph, big shout out to you for doing
that. That sounds like my day yesterday, Cam.
I was going to say, if people remember, Gerald was the only reason that I was able to tap in last week on time. So you know what? Natalia, when I call you next week and tell you that,
I got you.
Okay, cool. And I'm gonna make it difficult. I'm gonna be like on the coast or something, and say that there's no Ubers and that you have to come get me.
That was the real problem. You couldn't just Uber down the street. I had to drive.
We're not gonna talk about Uber getting into other parts of Oregon because then we'll take up the whole episode.
You're not wrong, right?
But this sounds like when I was driving yesterday and I broke down.
Oh, so we want to do that.
Cam, want to tell the people about that?
So is this just going to be Bash Cam Day? Is this what this is?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, if we're just being honest, so at about 9 a.m., I received a phone call from Gerald simply telling me he was downtown and in my car and out of gas. But like a true friend, I left what I was doing, walked across campus, and made sure I got him gas.
Look at you.
Cam laughed when I called him.
I mean, it could have been.
He laughed.
Hey, it could have been worse, right?
Don't you know, front.
Right? It could have been, hey, Cam, got in an accident. Hey, Cam, slash tires. Cam, out of gas. We can get gas. You know, there's gas. You know, right? Like, it's a big thing. But okay, enough about that. Enough about us and my issues, right? It's not like y'all got anything going on. I'm a hot mess. How did everybody grow this week? Because lots going on. You know, we had MLK Day on Monday. That was really big. How do we feel about what's going on and what has been implemented in this past week as far as culture, news? What's been going on with you guys?
Well, if we're going to talk about MLK, let's talk about these politicians not practicing what they preach.
Okay.
We had all these politicians on social media talking about MLK, but then they practice hate all the time. And I was just confused, especially by Mike Pence.
I was going to say, President Mike Pence.
What did he say? Well, I didn't see that.
It was like a month ago he walked out on, you know, the NFL players kneeling at the national anthem because he was disgusted by some nonviolent protests. Yeah, and then he's out here celebrating MLK for nonviolent protests. It's like
hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. You know, and that's one of those things where it's very easy on one day of the year or one month of the year to be all in, right? And to have this we love spirit.
And just picking and choosing.
Yeah, right,
okay,
you know.
And that's
what it is. But, you know, we are grateful for Martin Luther King and everything that he has constantly implemented and driven in our entire world, not country, not city, not state, entire world. So rest in peace. I will forever miss him. But moving on into some other stuff that's going on, there's lots going on in terms of in the news and things that have been going on in terms of Aziz and Ansari, I can't get my words right today, but not so good news for him. We gotta start with some bad news tonight. He was actually not involved. And yes, here on Combined Culture Radio, we somewhat take a stance, you know. So, I mean, I'm just based off what we read. He's involved in a serious allegation, some sexual assault allegations. You know, what did you hear about that? So, if I know you, I heard it from you, so.
Well, a woman came forward about a time where she met him. She has texts, she has pictures to prove that she was sexually assaulted by the comedian. And it's just frustrating because I feel like we have to have this conversation over and over again, especially following the whole Me Too movement. And it just sucks. But the whole thing is kind of up in the air because they're like, he's not a mind reader. So I don't know. Gerald, what's your stance on this one?
It was a very different case.
Shout out to Me Too hashtag, too.
Of course.
It was a very different case of sexual assault. It wasn't as aggressive as a Harvey Weinstein, but it definitely wasn't. He wasn't being wasn't using permissible actions. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as time goes on, we'll get more information and we can figure out what's actually happening with it. But right now, Aziz Ansari isn't looking good. He was acting like a college fraternity boy, just being immature with his actions, and he should have knew better. But
yeah, you know, and that's the issue, and it's like he should have known, but no, he needs to know better.
And that's
you know,
and I mean, this is one of the times where it's like that line gets blurry and it gets tricky, and it's just how we're gonna educate people, because I think, in my opinion, if fear is present,
which means it's right, Portland.
Well, yeah. I mean, in my opinion, if fear is present, then consent cannot be given. And I think this girl
Big
was
facts.
Fearful
Big
and
facts.
that's you know, the matter of it. And I just think that going forth and teaching people that that's how it should be, so that this blurred line situation doesn't keep occurring.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I know Gerald 100%, you know, meant that he knows and he should. But I think just while we're on it, we should touch on why all of a sudden, you know, all these things are, whoa, out of a sudden popping out the blue. You know, there's something about having a status, having a name, having a reputation in society today that has led you to thinking that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, to whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt Lauer, that coming out. We talked about, what, James DeFranco? Is that,
yeah,
is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, just there's just too much of this that we're just allowing to just kind of just say, oh, you know, he's a celebrity. We should have known. What? You know, I fear only because what about the ones we aren't talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What about the ones that the world doesn't know? You know, how are we still fighting and preventing those?
The ones
when,
that are happening to people that aren't celebrities, that aren't famous, that don't have a
exactly.
name.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
There's many more average.
Yeah.
You know,
right. So we want to make sure to state the fact that we're here for to say that. 100%, we stand for everybody that hasn't had a voice, hasn't had an opportunity to say or feel anything. Your opinion, your heart, your mind matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. Moving on, though, Simone Biles, that's my girl back in the day, what, three, four years ago. She was tearing up the scene.
Oh, yeah.
And was that in Beijing? Is that correct?
I don't know.
Right? Come on, we got to get foreign here. I know 2012 was in London.
Gosh.
You done know. I know 2012 was London.
2008 was Beijing.
No,
2008
wasn't
was Beijing.
Brazil?
It was Brazil.
It was
Rio.
It was that huge thing.
Remember
about
Ryan Lochte?
So wait, 2012 was Rio?
No, 2016.
2016, okay. Yes. No, so I had 2012. Okay, we did it together. Teamwork. There we go. I was like, wait, I thought that was right. But yes, Simone Biles has recently came out, and while we're on the topic, I hate to continue to hone on this point, but this sexual assault. Larry Nassar, I want to make sure I say that right. To be honest, I really don't care if I don't.
Yeah.
The team USA team
He's
doctor.
Scum.
Yeah, the USA team doctor has been apparently doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
This being what, Gerald? The 140th?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Over 140 allegations of molestation and sexual assault from this guy.
And also, he just got charged with child pornography. I'm pretty sure he's already been sentenced like 40 or 60 years to prison, and now it's on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me? Like,
yeah,
who is
what?
This boy?
I'm trying to find the words,
yeah.
But I don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. And Michaela Maroney also, which was Simone's teammate, came forward about it, but then signed a legal document for over $1 million that she wouldn't come out about it. But now, it's in order to break that, Chrissy Teigen is offering to pay the fee of $100,000 so that she can.
Wow!
Yeah, Chrissy
Big
Teigen's
bet.
A real
Big
one.
Big bet. Hey, we could hype her up for about 30 seconds. All right, so do we just want to hype Chrissy Teigen in her best moments real quick?
I would love to.
Yeah, go ahead. You first.
I mean, I just love her because one, she got Donald Trump to block her on Twitter, and like, hello, if you're that loud,
yeah, block me, Donald.
I've been trying to do
at
it for
underscore
like the
Jiggy Killer 3 because I got some words, so you can block me.
Block
go
me.
Ahead and block Goodwood, block Jiggy, block Gerald, block hey, block Black Jesus. Go ahead and block Gerald. And go ahead and block Natalia, too, because we're not big fans of you either. In a much, much, much lighter note, Kim K had a third baby.
Whoop, whoop.
Is everybody happy about that? Can we get like a, you
I
know,
think
some
oh, yeah.
Beautiful,
right?
So yes.
Come on, more life for everybody. You know, even
oh, yes.
Kim K and her family. How do we feel? I don't even know the baby's name. I should know.
I don't think
no one
came out.
Okay, I was.
She did just post something like
the mom of three.
No, but she posted like
mom of three, and she's mad skinny because she didn't actually have the baby.
No, she just posted the Louis Vuitton pattern on her IG a little while ago with no caption. So maybe she was foreshadowing.
Nah,
but knowing them, it would be Vuitton.
I was gonna say it would be Vuitton, or maybe they would just name it LV.
Ooh, LV. That's cute.
That's kind of fire.
That's kind of fly, right?
Oh, so my
see,
gosh.
This is when I do my best work. It's purely on accident.
Mm,
it's
yes.
purely on accident.
But how you feel about people saying, because she had a surrogate, no one's seen Kylie. Everybody's saying Kylie might be a surrogate.
So,
I really don't. Whoa, Inception. Thanks.
And then, time out. Trav, nobody has seen Trav and her out in public in a long, long time. So, when
that
they
whole,
thought
I'm
that
so
that
uninterested
was maybe.
In that whole scenario.
I, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like when we're all dead and gone, it's gonna be a conspiracy theory. Because then they're
it's
gonna
a conspiracy theory now.
Like, and they're gonna be worried about North Saint, and then what's Lord Scott?
Isaac?
Yeah, what is his kid's name?
Penelope Rain and Mason.
Yeah, they're all gonna
yes.
be.
Yes, she knows it right.
You know
off the
what
back
I mean?
Of him.
See, look at this. We can just do a whole Kardashian.
Well, it's all part of their plan because at the end of the day, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder, ladies
wow.
and gents.
Wow.
This has turned into a whole episode
wow.
of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow, that's huge. That's massive. Okay.
Did you watch
No, I didn't. What,
the two-night special?
The two-night special.
It aired Sunday and Monday, and Chloe finally had the episode where she announced her pregnancy.
I'm so happy
family.
For her.
I am
wow,
so happy
Tristan
for her.
Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's not playing too well. He's about to get traded.
It's the Kardashian curse.
You know, he's about to get traded. It's the Kardashian curse. I mean, let's name
I need
some.
That curse in my life.
I'm not sure how it comes about.
I need Kris Jenner in my life.
Yeah, like, right.
Help me live my best life.
All right. See, this is why you gotta love us. Is you know we can make sure that our voice is heard in an impactful and powerful way, and then we can talk about the Kardashians in 5 minutes later. But then we're back in. Yeah, we're tapping in. We're tapping into one of my favorite parts of the show, the grass segment. The grass segment, right? Shout out to LZ and Reef in the building from last week. That was a fun episode. You're a big fan of Sharif, so we can talk about that too.
Sharif is, I mean, you are too, but
yeah,
Sharif,
come on, it's
Sharif
all
believed in me before I believed in myself. I love him more
yeah,
than
go
anything
ahead and tweet
in this
that.
World.
Tweet that.
I put Sharif on to some people.
This,
like
grass, this grass segment is where we talk about how personally, individually, maybe spiritually, visually, creatively, how we all grew. In the week, you know, and it's one of those things that we want to constantly promote here on Combined Culture Radio is making sure that regardless of where you're at, where you're listening to, where you're from, what you're doing, what your situation and standards are, every day you should look to grow. And if you think that there's not people around you that want to build you up and lift you up, I can guarantee you that it's possible. We're out there. So let's talk about how we grew this week. Not grow. And I got to say it right because if I mispronounce it, Nat will look at me and give me one of those you meant.
The eyebrow.
The eyebrow. Yeah, she's doing it right now. She's doing it right now. And it's really good. It's very... very J-Lo. Very J-Lo, you know?
I'm not mad.
Yeah, what's up, Soph? How'd you grow?
Well, I've met new people this week, but also I'm learning to become warmer because I'm probably the coldest person that I know.
And you know what? She's so not telling the truth. Gerald, help me out here.
I'm definitely the coldest person anyone.
And you know
knows.
What? I think I'm good with that one. I
Do
even
you
take,
agree?
Yeah, I'll take, you know,
I hardly
hey,
know.
And you know what? They're one of those people, what I'm trying to get both of them to see is that they're so amazing, right? In their own ways, that they're just being selfish. Selfish, not cold, not warm, selfish to keeping their circles even smaller when, you know, real change, real impact has to happen at the masses. And when you're somebody like Soph and somebody like Gerald, you have to be able to be inspiring at all times because there's youth, there's people, there's a bunch of haters out there that need to know what you guys have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to know what you're about and your energy. And I get to see that every single day.
Yeah, they got to pay for this content.
That's real. That's real.
I agree with you, but I also get it.
It's got to be a balance. It's got to be a balance. You're right.
Listen,
I think
you don't get this content for free. You got to pay for this content.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, you know, implementing your self-worth, knowing yourself, you know, upgrading yourself. That's what we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what that's about. Okay, yeah. Meeting new people, doing new things. What else?
Now we're working on some projects for award shows, which I really don't believe in award shows, but they get you jobs and they do things. And then also working with my sis for the second installment
Shout
of the Goodwood
sis.
Collection.
Shout out, nice. Sis. Hey, you know what? It's nice to have Goodwood, but the real dream, Gerald, the real dream is one day.
Badwood.
Wishing upon a star. We're going to get
with the
bad
red hair,
wood.
Badwood's
you know?
Lit.
Like, what yeah. am I? Chopped liver?
You're Goodwood. I mean, I see myself
you're
maybe
like
being
chopped
like...
tofu.
Worse.
Hey, you're vegan, though, so that works.
You're not wrong.
See, there we go. I'm thinking maybe I can be average wood for a day. Maybe decent wood. You know, something of the sort. And we can get Badwood on the show. But, yeah, shout out to Badwood. Gerald, how'd you grow, bro? Grass.
Ooh,
grass.
I just... How did I grow, Cam? Just being around good people, they helped me grow. So
shout some of those people out. We love to give shout outs here. You know?
There's this kid, Michael Lewis, on campus. He helped me grow. You guys know him as Cameron. Sophie Wood helped me grow a lot this week. Ben Kotoko, Dr. Trilla, who was supposed to be here but wasn't able to join us because he is the most busy person in the world.
But one of my favorite people.
We want to give Dwayne a shout out too, though, because clearly there was a miscommunication. My mom is calling me on the air right now. Dwayne, I should I answer? That.
No.
Should I answer?
Hi, Mama Avis.
Let's hold on. Let me just tell her. Hold on. We're gonna make her feel bad. Hello.
You going on yet?
Hey, so I'm actually on air right now, and you're calling me in the... Yeah! Well, you're on now, so you might as well say hey.
Hi, everybody!
Yeah, right?
Hi,
yeah.
Mama Avis!
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go ahead and have to hang up on you. Can I call you back?
Okay, have fun!
All right,
bye.
Thanks so much!
Bye.
And that's my mother.
That is somebody who helps me grow a lot.
No,
like,
shout out to mom.
This lady has taken me around the country. What, Final Four, National Championship, Pac-12 tournament.
We love her.
Shout out to Mama Avis.
Shout out to all the moms out there. Yeah. You know, mamas can never be. Yeah, we'll do snaps for moms. But my mama especially. Love you, mom. Nat, how did you grow this week? Even though before, yes, you know what I'm about to say.
What?
She knows. Did anybody see Nike's new Equality Black History Month collection?
They had two really beautiful models.
Two gorgeous.
Ooh, and who are they?
Astonishing. And you know what? You know what?
Who are they?
They were so big. They had to put them on the front page
like,
of the website.
Let's
and
go.
The,
all
right, there was a guy.
Yep.
What,
yep. Yep.
What's
I think
his name?
I think it starts with a K. Help me out here.
Kevin.
No. Maybe.
Kurt.
Kenny.
Kenny. There we go.
Kenny Oyama. We love you, bro. We are so proud of you. That's super big. But hey, don't forget about who's here with us in the building.
Ow.
You know, Nat, how was that and what was the experience like? And yes, we will do snaps for Nat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a new segment. That's a new segment, snaps for Nat, where we just applaud her. Because aside from her being, you know, beautiful and here and conscious and woke and super intelligent, she's also a really phenomenal model.
Thank you.
You know? So.
The experience itself was obviously awesome. I was really excited and grateful and fortunate to have been a part of it. It just topped everything when I got the news that it was on the front page of Nike's website. So, because I didn't know that's where it was going to be.
And if you guys want to go check that out, that's still live on Nike's website where you can go see Nat and Kenny on the front page flexing.
Yeah. It was pretty wild. It was pretty wild.
Big, big bets. You want to give any shout outs to anybody?
My mom, she bought an Equality shirt last night after she saw the photo.
Okay, you know what? Let's just say this right now. Yes, go support Nat. You know what? Go on Nike.com, go peep, and go support Equality, right? Because that's what we're about here, you know?
Of course.
Big time thing. Okay, shout out moms. Come on, we got some others. You were friends. You were a lot of friends this week. You want to shout out any of your friends?
I want to give a shout out to one of my best friends, Jordan, just because she's going through a hard time, and I was able to just spend my weekend with her and give her some energy that she needed, which was necessary.
And what are friends for?
And that's sometimes all you mm-hmm. need, right? It's just a little energy
and
a little love. Jessica, we love you. Jessica, we love you. We're here, and we're thinking about you and whatever you're going through. It's going to get better. It's going to get better, and it's because it has to be. You deserve it, and you're amazing, and I hope you know you're worth that. So shout out to Jessica. Okay.
Jessica, how did you grow?
What's that?
Kills you me. Didn't even tell us how you
grew. Oh, is that
you
what it's
grew.
Supposed to be?
Yeah, what's your growth looking like?
Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed
Excuse
to be?
Excuse me.
Honestly,
he's out here being a motivational speaker, making everyone grow. Are you growing yourself?
You know what? That's actually how I'm growing. You know, it's funny.
Can you give the background on that, Sophie Wood, about the motivational speaker comment?
It's just everything that Cam has been doing since he's entered 2018 is a motivational speech. It's incredible. Everything is cinematic. It's really impressive.
I'm actually going to
really
start recording.
When he gets people's names right.
See, never. Hey, you know what? That's when you know I made it, right?
Shots
so like,
fired.
Okay, I'll be really impressed.
This is why I have them with me is, you know, they can lift. When one lifts me up, one keeps me humble real fast.
Yes, I got you.
Real fast, right?
But we're going to start recording Cam's motivational speeches just gives around the apartment.
It's going to be a YouTube sensation.
We are not a motivational speaker. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a YouTube sensation. In fact, I am just somebody that is surrounded by the littest, most talented, most amazing people on a day-to-day basis. And you said it. You said it, Soph. You said it. You said basically where I'm growing is I'm getting the opportunity to help a bunch of other people grow. And it's been such a blessing, you know. Every night going to sleep thinking about how we can make the team better, how we can, you know, do things for each other. It's what allowed me to wake up every day with a smile on my face and an opportunity. So, you know, Want to give a shout out to Lo. Want to give a shout out to Lo because he's back in Houston tapping in with us, bro. We miss you, having you here. I want to give a shout out to Ben. I want to give a shout out to Jake. I give a shout out to 100 people, so we're not gonna let me do shout outs.
No, we won't.
But I want to shout out every single person. Shout out every single person that has helped me grow. Every single person that has helped me listen. And I got to shout out Jules because Jules is tapping in all the way from North Carolina. One time for the team, and she wanted a shout out. So there you go, Jules.
Go Vikings.
Your shout out, right? Let's go Vikings. Football. Football was a weekend. This was a big game this weekend. Did anybody see that Vikings game?
I don't watch the NFL.
Wow. Okay. So now you're taking a stance, but you do watch Twitter.
Yes, I do.
You do watch ESPN.
Yes.
You do watch Animal Fight Night on Netflix.
Oh, yikes. That's the best one of them all. That's like Twitter.
Do you want to tell them about your Animal Fight Night?
Oh, yeah. So we had all of our friends over around, like, what time was it? Like 3 a.m. the other night. And we just watched Animal Fight Night, which, if you don't know, go check that out on Netflix. It is the most sad educational show you will ever see. And it's just about animals fighting and killing each other. And
yikes.
That's intense.
I know. I don't even know why you put
intense.
Me on the spot
hey,
with that
know,
show.
Hey, you know what? All these names, like Game of Thrones, Scandal, you know, all these other shows. I think the biggest thing for me is the more that I'm looking for content these days, as much as I could just watch the content of my own friends, you know, we got dope things popping off always, but I'm looking for more of a certain type of show. And in fact, if it doesn't allow me to grow in a sense of, you know, understanding the context and wanting to find out more, I don't even watch it. You know, is that am I crazy for that? Like,
no.
Am I old and I
no.
watch, you know? What do you guys think?
Have you seen, oh my gosh, what?
You hear that Rihanna in the background, though?
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, I'm trying not to dance
right
here.
I get
it
how
I live it.
It's Rihanna.
Hey, shout out Rihanna one time. But yeah, what's the show?
My mind is drawing a complete blank.
Well, what's
it's
it
on
about? What's
Oprah
about?
Winfrey's network.
Oh, my God.
Oprah. Oh,
we love her.
And it's called Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar. Tell me about it, please.
All of the directors, the producers, everything, it's all women.
Ooh,
we're here for
wow.
this.
Hey,
all
hey,
women.
We're here for this.
The show itself is incredible. Talk about black excellence. It is beautiful. The acting is phenomenal. It is some of the best stuff I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah,
let's
it's
go.
Just so beautifully put together.
Wow.
And definitely worth the watch if you want to watch good television.
Okay, that's big bets. It's got to be good television.
Well, I'm not even going
to follow. I like to support Oprah, so duh.
Yeah, duh.
We love her.
I'm not going to follow up with like something as good as that. I watched Lion King last night, and Cam
I mean,
knows.
It'd be your own brothers.
Let me get this one. We're sitting there. It's like 8:45 or something like that. We're sitting there watching the Lion King just talking, and he's like, wow. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, was it just me, or did I not realize these movies were so deep and sad?
He was like,
it's sad.
It was like the saddest movie I've ever seen, but I did not realize when I was 3 years old watching it. So
did your eyes fill up?
I turned it to Bob's Burgers. I needed something.
Hey,
to like,
go show you where we've come in time. No, really though, Disney. I got to give big credit. You know, growing up as a Disney baby, the biggest thing that I always knew, even though I didn't understand the movies, I always felt like it was for everybody, right? So now it makes sense as I've grown up. You know, I can understand that. Yeah, it used to be the musicals, and it used to be Kuna Matata, you know, all that. But now it's like, wow, there's real life lessons in this thing.
I was like, it'd be your own. Brothers.
Well,
like,
how about you tell us how Lion King touched you? What did you feel was most impactful?
I changed the channel.
He
killed his own brother.
Oh, it was too much for you?
Yeah, I changed the channel.
Oh my gosh, Gerald. If you can't do a Disney movie, I don't know if we can ever do like National Geographic
or
something.
Disney movies are the worst.
No, they are sad.
They need to get you. Up? Are you kidding
terrible.
Me?
You cry within the first 2 minutes.
Yes,
terrible. What kind of film is that?
Or they had that movie Bolt about the dog. I went upstairs and grabbed my dog while watching that. I was like, this is sad.
Cool Runnings, though? A classic. Someone brought up Cool Runnings the other day. That's a Disney film, isn't it?
I don't think I've seen that
one. With the Jamaican bobsled team?
Oh.
Uncultured swine, if you haven't seen that.
I can't believe you've seen that.
Good culture for that one.
Yes, I'm like, wow.
Okay, this is lit. Hey, snaps for wood.
Let's go.
We're not going to snap her attacks on me. What is
that? That's big things. Okay, well, we're at that point in time where we're going to take a little break to give you guys a chance to tap back into this music. You listen to Combined Culture Radio episode 19. Follow us on Twitter. Talk to us on Twitter. Hit Goodwood up. Hit up _ JiggyKiller3. Go on, talk to Gerald Machiavelli and ask us some questions, and we'll get back in with you in a second. Dunno.
like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata. Hey. Switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Ay. Act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Ay. It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, look upon, don't give a damn. Dojo government is a groupie, she just trying to get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay. Ay. Now she acting out of pocket, trying to grab up on my pants. On their panties in my trailer, said they ain't got a man, and they all brought a friend. Yeah, ayy. I've been popping, popping, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas, and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no, can show up in the shot top.
You really just put a piece of pineapple on your
mouth.
I know,
we could hear you chewing as soon as we went back on.
Yeah,
you
hear... So yikes. we got our station manager in here, Delphine, helping us out.
Yeah, shout out to Delphine. Hey, no, I am so wrong. I'm so wrong because every single episode, every single time I come on here, if I thank one person and deserves all the credit, you're right, Gerald. We should be thanking Del. She holds us down every single time. Yeah, we're going to do claps for Del because she just... is holding us down. Hey, let it be known every single time we are here now, we will acknowledge her presence.
All right, Cam just trying to change the subject, but like, so shout out to Delphine though. Like, we appreciate you. But she,
she's
in
our...
You
do all the work.
Hey,
I don't know if they could hear that, but
they can.
All right, good. So she tells us, she's in our ears. All right, we're about to put the mics back on. The first thing that Cam does is grab a bunch of pineapple and put it in his face as he's still eating pineapple right now.
I'm still trying to figure out the wrong in this, right? As I eat it, right? I'm just finishing my pineapple. Pineapples are great. Mm. Good for you. Always one. Tapping back in. Overrated, underrated.
For you.
Wow. Can you do that again? Overrated, underrated.
You.
Wow. It didn't sound as good as any time.
No, it didn't. You put me on the spot.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
We tried. That's like one of the things we do. It's kind of like a pass the ball back and forth, mm-hmm. but it's like juggling, spinning, something, you know, mm-hmm. in life. Mm-hmm. You just kill
you
that,
and me, BB.
You know, tapping back in 2017, a great year for music. I was looking at a Complex article, you know, Complex says everything.
What?
Yeah. And they said that this has been the best year of music in the new decade. So from 2010 all the way on, it's been 7 years, now 8 years. Shout out 2018. Ooh, it's a good year in 2018. It's the biggest year of music. What do you guys feel about that? Overrated or underrated?
Underrated. We had SZA's Control come out. Was that this year?
Yeah, we had SZA, 444, Kendrick Lamar.
So wait, let's you know what? Before I have you jump in, I want to catch up only because it's our second time doing it. For the viewers that are listening in, Overrated Underrated is a new segment here on Combined Culture Radio where we throw out different topics, different events, different you know, pretty much anything, and talk about whether it could be overrated in a sense and why, if so, and if it's underrated, why so. So I'm curious now. So you said it's underrated, meaning that like that
it was
is
it was sensational music wise, I think.
Okay, I see. And then you're talking about some of the albums that
yeah.
you liked?
I mean, I was saying SZA's Control came out, which I think was a masterpiece in itself. The transitions in that album are
did you see her this year?
I did. I saw her at WOW Concert Hall, which was so small.
It was insane.
I love Roseland Theater. It's a great theater.
It was the second time I saw her.
She's so good.
I like every venue in Portland except for the Crystal Ballroom.
No.
I heard the Crystal Ballroom's lit.
Until. Me and Gerald have a horror story at the Crystal Ballroom.
So
we don't have time for the horror story.
No, it's really quick.
Real quick,
really
I'll do yeah. under 15 seconds. So we were going to see Lil Yachty and Ray Shrimmer.
That's your first problem.
Hater. The floor was about to cave in. They canceled the concert that's before either one of them came out. Awful. And then Trump got elected.
Not you joking. Put them together.
That was the same night.
Of, but this was what 2015,
2016.
Yeah, come on. I know it feels like he's been in office for 3 years. We wish he was, but it's only
we need
been
him out.
Yeah. Okay. Underrated on Soap's part. What about you, G?
I'm gonna say it's underrated just because a couple albums. 444, Control by SZA, and the No One Ever Really Dies, the NERD album, which is the most underrated album of the year. If you haven't heard it, go listen to that. And especially Lemon is amazing, but go listen to Lifting You with Ed Sheeran because that song is fire.
Good to know.
Big, big, big bets. Cookie, what about you?
Cam's over here trying to swing the votes. Okay.
I'm just trying to get
going
a little.
Say underrated. He would like me to bring some, you know, controversy and say overrated, but I just don't feel that way. So.
Keep it unanimous.
Well, the thing is, overrated.
But it depends on how your ear is. Because right? If you was out here listening to Gucci Gang all the time, then it's probably overrated.
Overrated. Exactly.
You,
right.
If you found the good stuff.
I like that song.
On that note.
I like Gucci Gang too, but it was definitely
not quality music.
Ooh, it's definitely just not top
quality
10 songs
control.
Of the year.
No, definitely. But I, for some reason, I still feel overrated. And this is my only statement. Oh, I guess it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, but in the sense of what I view, I see 2018 being bigger. And I know that kind of might sound weird just because they said up to this point, but I don't even really consider 17 big, only because collaborations, music is at its peak. Are we serious? We are literally 8 days away from Culture 2. You know, Drake is back in the stewed.
Kanye, like, Cuddy, we're supposed to get a Frank album,
on,
which
baby,
we know
like,
we're not going to get
let's
this
go.
Year.
We're going to have to wait another 3 years
let's
on that one.
Let's go. You know, and there's a bunch of unknown, still massive, big artists in the UK, even. So if you want to shout out some of our UK artists that
UK
are getting to do big things, talk about them.
Dua Lipa, my girl, she's on the map now. But AJ Tracy, Skepta.
Dunno.
JME.
Dunno. And who's your girl? Sober.
Oh, Mahalia? How do we call
her? Okay, first.
What is her name? Like, it's Mahalia.
Mahalia?
I'm not sure, but she is the one.
Do you want to shout her
the
out?
The acoustic version of that song is
that's what
so
I
bomb.
Said. We are on the same wavelength.
But we got to shout out. We got some LA artists coming up, too.
Well, hold on. What's her name? Say it real quick for me again.
Mahalia,
call me. Call me because I saw a video.
Her video for the song Sober.
No, and then Soph showed me some unreleased content. Is
yeah, on her
was?
Twitter.
Ooh. And here I am thinking, you know, wow, this is a grown aged woman that has just been in the music career for a long time.
But we're pretty
she
sure
is,
she's 18.
She is on the verge of being a 19-year-old young lady. Wow, and is super
young
talented.
Lady.
Hey, what? That's what I'm supposed to. That's what like, she is, right? I mean,
you sound like somebody's uncle.
You know, right?
Well, he's out here about to cradle Rob.
Hey,
but
I've been drinking water and what, Gerald?
Respecting women.
That's the vibe for 2018. That's the vibe.
Drinking water and respecting women. Happen. yeah, big year though, so I'm excited to know about that. Grownish, A spinoff of Blackish, the ABC show with Anthony Anderson.
I thought Blackish was funny. I haven't seen it.
We talk about Blackish for a second. Yeah. Do you think, okay, let's say this, the concept of Blackish, and it turning into Grownish now being this, what, it's like, Gerald, you would say kind of a...
So it's the spinoff show for the daughter, so it's just, it's from a teen going to college perspective. Yeah.
And basically, what would you say?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it relative?
He actually just said we got to get. He said we got to get home by 9 p.m. or else he's not going to make that episode.
It's fire. They made one mistake on the show. They had a pair of. So the kid, they broke down his outfit and how much it cost. He had a pair of human races on. And they said it was Yeezy Boost. That was kind of trash to me. No, overall the show is great. They got Lucas Sabat on it, and he gets to style himself and just be himself
big
on
too.
It. And then you got Yara Shahidi, who is the next big icon.
She is everything. She is everything.
She's going to Harvard next year too, and I just want her and Malia Obama just to be like
lit. Can we get them as president and vice president, please? Like, as in, like,
and then we can get Chloe and Hallie in the cabinet, and like,
you know, I'm serious. She's amazing because she's taking her platform and she's made a real opportunity to show exposure and creativity. But that's not even what makes her special. She's taking the next step, you know, to really be socially active in everything and fighting for women, fighting for Black lives, fighting for, you know, the LGBTQT community, all these things that have been really, really, really not sought out once you get on, right? We talked about all these people that have taken their fame as a chance to get checks and do things and not actually
use their platform for something.
Yeah, so,
valuable.
Ooh, man, if anybody somehow messes up and lets all of us become somebody's, and when in fact it is coming, oh, yeah, we're going to be in the field and in the streets just like Yara. And that's her name, right? Correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Hey, Nat, if I got it wrong, you would have yelled at me, so I double-checked. You know, I'm kind of terrified at this point. I'm not scared of many things these days. In fact, I'm not scared of anything. Moving on, though. Grownish, overrated, underrated, though? Like, the concept of the show?
Can't comment, because I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say underrated, right? Just because, you know, it's not as big as it could be and should be right now to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little... It's underrated, for sure. It might be a little overrated, though. Because it's still forming, so like, and it's a lot of hype behind it right now. So
should we give it a minute?
We should give it a minute. You never know. It might end up being trash.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing to find out, to see honestly how it does, right? It's on Freeform. Want to give a shout out to Freeform?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Freeform.
Yeah, Freeform is going to be honestly a big, big, big thing. And I heard about it through way of Sharif again, tapping in and making sure that we stay cultured as always, and it's going to be a massive thing that's going to challenge the game for a long time. Let's tap in. Do we get any questions? Did anybody want to say anything? Can we check and see here?
Let me see.
100%. I need to really be on Twitter more. I don't get on it enough. You guys be on Twitter like
you
that?
You fell off of social media for a sec, but you're back in your
I
better.
Fell off the face of the planet is what I did for a minute, but you're right.
Yeah, week 8 left me in the dust. Trust me, I'm very
aware. I think it was something like week four.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because it was one of those things where I felt like I was home for three years.
No, but
it was
weren't.
Only 2 months.
It was week 8. I remember.
Really?
It was week 7 or 8.
See, this is why you need friends to remember for you when you forget. That's what it is. Okay, well, in the meantime, while we wait for these questions, let's tap into a really, really important... I don't even know if that's like the word. Important in the sense that it must be talked about, right? Important in the sense that it must not go unnoticed, and, you know, just important in the sense that it's downright awful. Last night, Gerald and I were at the house, and he said that he was on Twitter, and basically that two individuals in the Pac-12 had been... I was not really ready to I think speak about this only because the closeness of it. But basically last night, Gerald and I were at home, and Tyler Helinski, I don't know if anybody heard the name, saw it, right? Was a quarterback for Washington State. He was an amazing quarterback, he was an amazing athlete, but he was an amazing human being. He was an amazing person. While never having the opportunity to personally shake his hand and interact with him, I played against him in high school. I knew his older brother. I knew his little brother. I knew this family and the community of the school that he was involved in. Tyler Erlinski was an amazing human being. And for whatever reason, somehow, some way along the lines, his importance as an athlete and his importance for what he positionally played and what he did became more important than his life and his value. You know, yeah, it's not okay, and I want to talk about it. So as we you know begin to step into this space of a very very you know
heavy.
Heavy things. It's important that you know we first before we do anything send our love and our condolences and that our hearts to the whole Helsinki family and the Upland High School, Notre Dame High School, the whole community of Sherman Oaks. Honestly, everybody in the honestly, yeah,
involved, nobody
won in this. In fact, everybody lost in a massive way.
Mm-hmm.
In a massive way. What did you guys hear about it? I know. Maybe not much in the sense that news, but what do you think? I mean,
I just think, especially with college athletes, they're working day in and day out. You know, it's they wake up, they grind, they do football, they school, they do football again, and then they go back to sleep. And it's like there needs to be some time in there when you can check in on yourself and check in on your mental health, because I think that's super important, especially, you know, being in Washington and you're, you know, the weather is gloomy, you know, and it's just like you need to have that time to check in on yourself. And that's just super important, is like checking in on mental health, I think.
No, 100%, 100%, G.
Yeah, and mental health is nothing to be played with, as we talk about often on the show. And I wish that people would ask some more questions or just like
exactly
that.
What I was thinking.
I feel like the football programs overall and all athletic programs need to take more time to focus on their players and what their mental health is, especially because they're taking so many hits and everything. But Kim and I have had a friend suffer from mental health.
Yeah, a personal friend. Isaiah Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
also Washington football.
Yep, something about Washington. And Isaiah is tremendously the prime example of what in a situation that could be so wrong could go so right.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to be in a position where he chose his life and his entire being over what could have been or should have been or thought, you know, for in terms of potential accolades and all those other things, because his life was more valuable. So Isaiah Renfro has been an amazing example and came out and made sure that when he chose to go home and choose his life and repair his mental state, that there was no reason for him to be ashamed.
At all.
There was no reason for him to feel as though he let anybody down.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to work on yourself before you can work with others or help others be themselves, and that's what Isaiah did. And now he's helping the world. He had that segment on the Today Show in New York City and everything, and now he's changing the world with his platform, as we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. And this is why this is so hard for me to grasp, because yes, Isaiah did that, but in this case, right? In this case, for some reason, for some way, for some understood reason, right? I'm just trying to find the words and I can't, because why in this situation was it not enough? Why in this situation was Tyler, you know, put in a position? Yeah, why was he put in a position to feel like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we want to make sure we're talking about a quarterback and an athlete, but we're talking about a human being. So as we start to transition away from the NCAA and all the pressure and all the demands, you know, these athletes, because, oh my goodness, they have enough on their plate alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this mental health. And again, why this is so important. That, Gerald, in your case, you're exactly right. Why we cannot even begin to think about having an impact on anybody's life.
No, you can't. You cannot pour out when you're empty.
When you're not filled, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about that, huh?
I have never been put in that position where I felt like things got that serious for myself personally. I've definitely struggled
with
anxiety.
Thank God, honestly, right? You know?
Over the years, What's wild about this actually is I've actually been really like struggling with my anxiety lately, and the pastor of my church, he writes books, and I love everything he writes, and there's a book that I've been wanting to get, and I had no idea what it was about. I just knew the name. It's called My Name is Hope, and Sunday I ended up picking it up, and I had no clue that it was like about his struggle with anxiety and depression. Wow. And all of this stuff. And so I just have read the first few pages of it, and obviously it's so far it's great. But sometimes you need
more, right?
Even the like pleasant surprise of me finding out what the book was about and not knowing was like a little bit of like hope, you mm-hmm. know, that little push to be like, oh my gosh, you know, like there's something out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely heartbreaking that he didn't give himself the opportunity to have that moment. Sadly,
or you know, so that he wasn't given it. I know what you mean. Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. it's a struggle. I think a lot of the times it can be brushed off for athletes. It can be brushed off for men in general. And minimized, which I think is a huge issue with it, and why it can go unnoticed.
It's a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Or brushed under the rug. Essentially,
it's a terrible thing. Yeah, and you're 100% right, Nat. And it's one of those things that you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Just because this is not something that has not occurred in one's life yet, it does not mean that it doesn't happen every single day.
No, it happens every single
minute,
day. There's
every
so
single
many
week,
people.
Every single second. Yeah.
Obviously, I feel like there is a benefit to talking about it and whatnot, but to really be about what you say in that sense, as far as like if you do know someone struggling with it or someone is comfortable enough to have that conversation with you, to really, really engage and be there.
No, yeah, that's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, Gerald, what would you say to a multitude of people, right, that in this situation could be hurt by this? You know, there's a lot of athletes in this situation that now I feel like they have to be stronger than ever, and we have to love on them even harder and more. You know, there's a lot of men. There's a lot of, you know, and it's crazy because it's so cookie cutter, right? Because in a sense, we could look at it as here he is as a white male, right, at a predominantly, you know, big public institution. He's the quarterback. He has the life. You know, he's got it. No.
Sometimes it's just not that simple, though.
It's never that simple, and
right.
That's my
obviously.
Issue.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's, we have to let them know that they're not alone in that.
Exactly. You know, so what would you
even
say?
Even though it's hard to speak about your problems sometimes, don't be afraid to speak up and, like, mm-hmm. go talk to someone, whether it be your coach or one of your teammates or a professor, like, or just the average person who's listening to this, like, if you're having a problem, say something to someone, because you never know.
Say something to us.
and that's awesome that you just said that. Seriously.
Say something to us.
Because I'm sitting here, and Gerald's totally right. We want to promote all forms of help. I myself was in therapy a month ago, and mm-hmm. it's worked 1,000%. But yeah, how about the people that aren't being affected about this? Go do something. Go do something, and if in fact you don't know what it is, be the change, embody it. Yeah. You know, I
think about like this. I think about the small things, you know, when because you know it matters, like the energy that you put out there. And I feel like, you know, we could be having like a rough day or whatever, and I feel like if you have a poor interaction with someone, I'm like, that someone could be going through the worst, and mm-hmm. that poor interaction you just had with them could like crush them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, and if
like
you're-
you never want to be like responsible in that way.
Never
like
give
you
bad
are responsible. Yeah, you're
ugly.
Responsible for like the energy that you put out there. And so if it's like you're in a good place, like push that out, you know?
No, that's huge. And that's why it's just so great and it's important. When you said that, I thought about something. And it's like you said, you can never, ever, ever underestimate the power of energy. You know, I wasn't going to say this because I really did not want to put this young man on the spot. And I don't even know if he'll hear this or not. But my boy Ryan and I were at Allen on campus, you know, the other day heading to do some work. And we're walking to campus and we had lunch. And then I just saw this young man sitting in the courtyard. You guys know University of Oregon, the courtyard down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's big and it's open and it's cold outside, right? It's brick. And he's just sitting there and he's writing. And I'm walking by with Ryan, and just for whatever reason, I was like, you know what, Ryan, I'll meet you back. I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, just say what's up and just talk to this kid real quick. Right? And I've never, ever, ever done anything like this, you know, because in my sense, I think for me, even if I was never a bully or I didn't bully, I just mind my business, right? I didn't allow wrongs, you know, but I didn't go out of my way. In this case, I just wanted to know what was on. It was MLK Day. It was quiet on campus. He was just sitting there. I went down and I just had lunch with him, and I sat and talked to him. And Pedro is an amazing human being, and he was creatively writing and just catching his vibe and sitting there in this beautiful, peaceful setting, you know, and so graciously allowed me to sit with him and, you know, get to know him and talk to him. And now to basically where he's was an English major but wants to do so much more and doesn't know what it looks like. Oh, Pedro's gonna know what it looks like, and he's gonna know real fast. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna provide a bunch of opportunities for him to express himself. Right. And that's not, please do not think that is me glorifying myself. In this case, this is Pedro, right? In a massive sense, allowing me to be in his space and welcome and be welcome in that, right? So yes, Nat, even to the people that aren't being affected, to the people that are being affected, we need to do something. We being every single person. There mm-hmm. is not a race, a place on this planet that is not struggling. And it's important that we value the importance of energy, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So that's that. What do you think, Soph?
I mean, I agree. It's hard because everyone's going through a battle that you don't know about, you know? Everyone has their own things going on, and it's just like you need to be mindful of that. And I just think that opening the discussion and having the conversation about mental health and the importance of mental health is like where it all starts. So
yeah. And if you don't know, just go and educate yourself a little bit.
Educate yourself. I agree.
Because you never know. You could be going through some things and not even realizing it.
And not know it. But I've met so many people that feel that way. Mm-hmm. Where they like, because I feel like it's so normal to brush things off.
Complacency,
or minimize it.
Baby.
Yeah, and
complacency.
It's like, well, no, like, it's not that bad. But it's like, but, you know, there are still things you could do about that. Mm-hmm. Even though it's, you know, not to the extreme. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, everything's in front of us. But tying this up and wrapping this up, I want to make sure that this is said, and this is said loud and clear. Tyler, brother, we miss you. Tyler, we love you. And I can tell you, personally, I could not sleep last night. And there is no words, there is no actions to justify what has been done and what has gone. But I can assure you it's not going unrested. In fact, I 100% have been so fortunate and lucky to be surrounded, like I said, by so many good people. You know, so many good people that are about change. And we're going to do something about this, because this is not going to continue to go unnoticed. It's not going to continue to go get brushed by and put aside because he is an athlete. I had to literally scroll through 4.5 different pages on ESPN to find the story this morning. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? They talked about Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens getting a vote and whether or not Alabama deserved to be. Are you serious? You know, so this is the part where it gets fun for me, and that's because this is when justice comes to hand, you know. And we as Combined Culture, we as, you know, Serve, Create, Elevate, being about a massive change. Mm-hmm. And we don't care if it comes in small strides, massive amounts. The amount of energy and the time cannot be put into place to implement somebody's life. You know, so Tyler, we love you. Ryan, we love you. Kelly, we love you. And we're wishing
Julia,
you
know, Julia, who is the women's lacrosse player from Boulder,
yes,
who died in a car
in a car accident. Accident. Yes, and that's where, and I thank you, Gerald, for doing that, because I said two people from the Pac-12 had passed, and I just got so caught up and devastated. Yeah, and Tyler, because brother, I'm telling you, man, we love you. But say the name again, Gerald.
So, Julia Sarcona.
Julia Sarcona. You know, in safety, right? Like, this is life. This is life stuff we're talking about in all forms, you know. And because you don't think something is happening, oh, it for sure can happen to you. Life happens for us, not mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. You know, so make sure that, you know, in all forms, everybody's taking a chance this next week to grow, baby. Do a lot of good things. We want to support more life and more opportunities and more positive energy. Is everybody going to have a good weekend?
Of course.
What are you doing the weekend? Tell me weekends.
I'm in New York.
Ooh.
Bougie.
Catch flights on feelings.
Where are you at?
Bougie. New York, where are you at? So are you in Calabasas this weekend in the sun?
Excuse me. First of all, I'm not even from Calabasas. I'm from Woodland Hills. So.
Ooh, Woodland Hills. Hey.
Figure it out.
Tarzana, baby.
Figure
Read
it out.
Read about it.
Figure it out.
818.
I'm going to be in Eugene. Oh my God, neither of you are going to be at the meeting on Friday.
Yeah, you know what? We're tapping in now.
I'm
going to
be conferencing.
Portland. And then I actually am flying out of PDX tomorrow and going to Denver with my mama.
Ooh, bougie.
With my
have to remember to call her back.
I gotta call her back because she'll trip on me if I don't. But hey, it's been so much fun kicking in with the team. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm Jiggy. You know, you can follow on Instagram at _ Jiggy Killa. I want to make sure I give a big shout out to my team, Gerald. Say bye to the people. You want to say your social one time? Let them know to follow you.
At @Gerald_Machiavelli, and always follow us at Combined Culture on everything.
Yeah, big time team. Support the team, Tevin, all them. Nat, say what's up. Say goodbye. Say what's
up. Bye, everyone. Yeah. Hi, everyone. social media, Natalia, yep. Lucky. Yeah, you can probably search Brown, no O.
Oh, there. Ooh. Brown, no O. That belongs,
Brown, no O.
That belongs to Oprah.
We don't care for vowels here.
That way. And then last but certainly not least, Sophie, want to thank you so much for joining us on today's episode, love. And we hope it's not your last time.
Of course not.
Not your last time. They can follow you at Goodwood on everything,
Goodwood.
Baby.
Goodwood
and
X.
That Goodwood merch line coming soon. You
yeah,
know
shout
is.
Out to Momwood and Dadwood listening.
There
too.
We go.
We
there
love
we go.
Them.
Shout out to the family, Mama. We see you. And last but certainly not least, Miss Dale, we love you. We appreciate you. Couldn't have did